Psalm 49. The message today is Jesus, the Speaker of Parables. Jesus, the Speaker of Parables. Now, I want to read you several scriptures, and you will see later on how they all fit in with Jesus, the Speaker of Parables. Psalm 49, first of all. Verse 1. Hear this, all ye peoples, give ear, all ye inhabitants of the world, both low and high, rich and poor together. My mouth shall speak wisdom, and the meditation of my heart shall be of understanding. I will incline my ear to a parable. I will open my dark saying upon the heart. Now notice, this seems strange. I will incline mine ear to a parable. And then I will open my dark saying upon the heart. Now Psalm 78. Verse 1. Give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. Notice, in 49, the sons of Korah inclined their ear to a parable. Here he says, I will open my mouth in a parable. Now, let's turn to Matthew chapter 13. And look at verse 34. Matthew 13, verse 34. All these things spake Jesus in parables unto the multitudes, and without a parable spake he nothing unto them, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken through the prophet, saying, and now I just read you in Psalm 78 these words, I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter things hidden from the foundation of the world. So Psalm 78 is a prophecy of our Savior speaking in Matthew 13. Now turn to Mark 4. Verse 10. And when he was alone, they that were about him with the 12 asked him of the parables. And he said unto them, unto you is given the mystery of the kingdom of God. But unto them that are without, all things are done in parables, that seeing they may see and not perceive, and hearing they may hear and not understand, lest perchance they should turn again, and it should be forgiven them. And he said unto them, know you not this parable? And how shall you know all the parables? Now, verse 33. And with many such parables spake he the word unto them, as they were able to hear it. And without a parable spake he not unto them, but privately to his own disciples he expounded all things. Now the last scripture, John 12, I want to bring many more to your attention, but just this last scripture to read together. Look at verse 48. John 12, 48. Our Savior says, he that rejecteth me and receiveth not my sayings hath one that judgeth him. The word that I spake, the same shall judge him in the last day. For I spake not from myself, but the Father that hath sent me, he hath given me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that his commandment is life eternal. The things therefore which I speak, even as the Father has said unto me, so I speak. Now, let us look to God again in prayer. Our Father, we thank you for the light that comes to us from heaven. Have you not put the sun in the sky to lighten the earth? And have you not given us your word in your spirit to illumine our hearts? We thank you for this. And we confess, Father, that without the sun in the sky, we could not see things upon earth. So without the light of thy word and thy spirit giving us light, our God, there would be darkness. But you've given us all these things, and we thank you. We pray that it shall not be concerning us, as we read concerning those to whom Christ spoke. All things are done unto them in parables, because seeing they see not, and hearing they hear not. We pray that by your Spirit we shall be able to hear and see and be blessed in our soul. And so our Father, prepare us to receive the word and empower him to speak the word and glorify the name of thy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. I gave you an inspired title for the message, Jesus, the Speaker of Parables. Why? If you listen carefully, I read to you from Ezekiel chapter 20, the words Ezekiel said, they say concerning me, I am a speaker of parables. And so when we come to the New Testament, we find someone else that is speaking parables, and it is Jesus, the Speaker of Parables. Now, this is the marvel. I told you last week that when God sent his Son into the world, he did a thing that would confound the natural man. He sent him into the world to work as a carpenter. And he sent his Son also, when he began his ministry of going and telling mankind the truths of heaven, he was going to tell them in a certain way. And just as man would have no idea that God would have his Son to work as a carpenter until he was 30 years of age, so in like manner, man would have no idea that his Son was going to speak in parables. Who would think that the earth's most brilliant man would come and humble himself to speak in parables? But this is the way that God determined for his Son to speak, and this was the way that God intended his Son to live when he was in the world. First, to work as a carpenter, and then to speak the truth of heaven, but not in words that only God could understand, but in words that ordinary people like you and I could understand. If you said, I would like to know the deep things of God, if God told you those things, you couldn't understand them. But if God wanted to have you to understand what truth is and what is right and what is wrong, and he told you in a story form these truths, could you understand? You say, why, of course I could. That is why God sent his Son to speak in parables. Now, this is what you must understand. That when the Lord Jesus spoke in parables, he was quite content to be used of God in this way. But did you notice that when God had Ezekiel to speak to his people in parables, Ezekiel was upset and embarrassed, and this is what he said. When he spoke the parables, the people would look at one another and say, "Why, he is a speaker of parables." And when Ezekiel heard them talking about him and the addresses that he gave, he was upset and he said, "Lord, they say concerning me that I am a speaker of parables." Well, may I ever be criticized the way that Ezekiel was, that I might speak the way that God wants me to speak, and that I might speak the words that God wants me to speak. And that is why I read to you in John chapter 12 these words. The Lord Jesus said, "The Father hath given me what I should say and what I should speak." The Father told the Lord Jesus what to say, and he told him how to say it. A remarkable thing. Suppose God said to his servants, "This is the subject that I want you to speak on today." Well, that's fine. But he did not tell you what words to explain that subject with. You would say, "Why, I can understand the subject, but I need help from God. I need the words of God to explain the truth of God." And the Lord Jesus has told us two things. He said, "God has given me a commandment, what I should say," that's the subject, "and what I should speak," the words that he should speak this subject in. And so the Lord Jesus said, "I am speaking to them in parables." Why? Because the Father told me that I was to speak to them in parables, and he has given me the very words that I am to speak these parables with. You say, this is a remarkable thing. Then just as the Bible, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable, so all the words that the Lord Jesus spoke are inspired, are words from God, and what we read is of God, and what we hear the Lord Jesus speaking, these are words from God. And he says this, "I'm speaking to them in parables." Now, if I ask you this, when Christ said he was speaking in parables, what is a parable? You'll find that a parable is the likeness of one thing to another, a comparison of one thing to another, the placing of one thing next to another thing. It is giving a physical illustration to bring to our attention a spiritual truth. Notice, a parable is the word parabole, which means to cast one thing beside another. And so the Lord Jesus, if he's telling us about heaven, he'll give us an earthly story, and that earthly story that is about physical things will have a spiritual truth. The content will be about heaven, even though we are hearing things of earth. Like this, the Lord Jesus said, "The sower went forth to sow." And if you've ever been on a farm, you have seen farmers at times planting seed. And you can understand that. And you've seen the seed sprout and grow and bear fruit. You can understand that. And the Lord Jesus said, "This is the parable that I'm speaking. And I'm speaking this parable because God told me to speak this parable." So, what it means is that God has given an earthly picture, and it has a heavenly meaning. And it means that the Lord Jesus was the greatest parable speaker because some of the things that he said, all children understand and they are familiar with today. Let me ask you this. Have you ever heard of the prodigal son? You say, yes. Where did you hear it? You say, why, Jesus spoke about the prodigal son. Have you ever heard about the lost sheep and the Lord Jesus going and finding that lost sheep? You say, yes. Who told you about that? You say, why, Jesus did. And that lost sheep is a physical, earthly illustration of a heavenly truth. It means this, that we might understand spiritual truths, he gives us earthly truths, and we see one explained because it's placed by the side of another. You are a lost sinner. You cannot find your way back to God. And the Lord Jesus pictures it this way. You are a sheep that has gone astray, and the Lord Jesus is the shepherd, and the shepherd goes out and finds the lost sheep, and he brings that sheep home. You say, I can understand that. That I'm like a lost sheep. I can't find my way home. But God is not going to leave me in a lost condition. But he's going to send forth his son, the good shepherd. And the shepherd is going to look for me until he finds me. Now we can all understand that. But suppose God told you about the counsels of eternity and his love for man and how he was going to save man in the words of heaven. Who could understand it? But if he looks at us and he says, all you like sheep have gone astray, you have turned to your own way, and I have laid on my son the iniquity of you all. You say, I can understand that. I've gone astray like a sheep, and God sent his son, and the Lord Jesus is the one who bore my sins in his own body on the tree. And so we can understand the truth of God because God tells it to us in a parable. He gives us a humble, simple, earthly story, and behind that story is a divine, heavenly truth. And if we understand it, it will get us to heaven. And if we do not understand it, it's our own fault. Because the children that were in here, if I ask them, do you know what a sheep is? Yes. And have you ever seen a sheep? And many of them have gone to these petting farms and played with sheep. Yes, I know. And then you tell them about sheep. You tell them about the wool of sheep. And you tell them also that sheep have to have a shepherd because it is their tendency to go astray. And that way they can understand. And this is what the Lord Jesus is having us to understand. Now, what he has done is this. Our Savior is the greatest speaker of parables because in the Old Testament, the greatest speaker of proverbs was Solomon. And the Lord Jesus in the New Testament speaks proverbs, or he speaks parables, because a parable is like a proverb. A proverb is a short, pithy saying. It's something put in plain words that we can understand. And it says concerning Solomon that he spoke 3,000 proverbs. Think of that. Solomon had looked over life in all its areas, and a thought came to him. He said, why, this reminds me of, and he would write a proverb. And he wrote 3,000 proverbs. Our Lord Jesus could have written more than that. Our Savior could have spoken more than 3,000 parables. But what has happened is this, that God has reduced all the parables and proverbs that Christ spoke to just a handful, and we have them in this book, and they are simple, and we can remember them, and they give us illumination in every area of life. that we need to know and understand. Let me tell you this about Solomon. Speaking of Solomon, it says he was the wisest man in the world in his day. And it said he spoke of trees, and he spoke of beasts, and he spoke of birds, and he spoke of creeping things, and he spoke of fish in the sea. Now think of that. He spoke of beasts, and he spoke of birds, and he spoke of creeping things, and he spoke of fish that are in the sea. You say, well, that's every area of life. Of course it is. Notice, he speaks of the flora and the fauna that you find in the world. And here is what I have found, that the Lord Jesus has given us parables of every physical thing that Solomon discoursed on in a physical sense. If you went and asked Solomon about trees, he could tell you about the cedar that grew in Lebanon, and he could tell you about the hyssop that sprang out of the wall. If you asked him about beasts, he could tell you about the king of beasts. And if you asked him also about birds, he could tell you about the peacock. And he could tell you also about creeping things. And he could tell you also about fish that are in the sea. And what I did was this. I simply looked up all the parables that our Savior ever spoke. And he has given us illustrations of every physical thing that Solomon discoursed on in a physical way. First, it says, he spoke of trees, and the Lord Jesus spoke of trees. I shall only give you one, or at the most two, illustrations of each thing that he spoke. What tree did Jesus speak of? He said, now from the fig tree, learn her parable. And so the Savior spoke of a fig tree. Well, what beast did he speak of? The Lord Jesus in John chapter 10 talks about the wolf that comes to consume the sheep. And so he spoke about beasts. Well, what birds did he speak about? The Lord Jesus said, consider the birds, the fowls of the heavens. You say, yes, he spoke about that. Well, what creeping things did he speak of? The Lord Jesus looked at the children of Israel and he said, you serpents, you offspring of vipers. Well, what about the fish of the sea? The Lord Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that is cast into the sea, and it draws up filled with fishes of every kind, and they are cast out on the shore. You say, well, the Lord Jesus has given us parables of every physical thing that Solomon discoursed on. Yes. I'm so glad when I can read physical explanations about trees, the giant sequoia out in California, and also about an insignificant plant, the hyssop that springs out of the wall. And also, when I read about Noah's Ark and all the animals that went into it, I'm glad to read about the aardvark to the zebra. All of these animals representatively were in that ark. I'm glad to learn physically about those things, and the birds of the heavens, about the dove and the peacock and the pigeon, all of those things I want to know about. And what about the creeping things? The Lord Jesus not only speaks of serpents and vipers, but he speaks of Satan, that old serpent, the most deadly of serpents, and the fishes. The Lord Jesus said this. He said, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. I see that the Lord Jesus was the greatest parable speaker. Why? Because whatever area of earth came to mind, the Lord Jesus could immediately speak a parable about it. Give me a parable about a tree. And the Lord Jesus said, why, of course, I'll tell you about the fig tree. He tells us about the fig tree three times. He gives not only one parable, but he gives three parables concerning the fig tree. Well, tell me about beasts. He tells us about beasts, and the most dangerous of beasts, the wolf that comes to devour the sheep. And the Lord Jesus said, I am the good shepherd, and I've come to put to an end that ravenous wolf that comes to destroy the sheep. And the trees, the Lord Jesus tells us about them, and the serpents, he tells us about mankind. And this is what is so sad. If I tell you that Satan is the old serpent, you say, yes, I can understand that. But what if I told you that you were a serpent, you were a viper, and your father and mother were vipers? What would you say? You would say, that's an insult. That's what the Lord Jesus said about the own nation of Israel that rejected him. He said, you serpents, you offspring of vipers. Why? Because they were like their father, the devil. And the Lord Jesus was telling them that we are sinners by nature. And he said, you are of your father, the devil, and he is the old serpent. And if we've not been born again, then we are like vipers and we are like serpents. You say, how insulting, how humiliating. And yet the Lord Jesus tells us the truth. And so when you challenge him, give us an illustration of a creeping thing, and he will tell us about ourselves. How embarrassing. And if we want to know about fishes, the Lord Jesus can tell us all about fishes. He says, put out into the deep and let down for a draught. And they do, and they engulf a great net full of fishes. The Lord Jesus knows all about fishes. He knows where every fish is in the Lake of Galilee. He knows where every fish is in the ocean. He knows where every lost soul is. And he sends us forth to be fishers of men. And the Lord Jesus is the greatest fisher of men. And for that reason, no matter what area of life you're in, the Lord Jesus has a physical illustration of it, and it will illustrate a spiritual truth. He tells us of things of earth, and they explain the truths of heaven, and we can understand them. Now, the Lord Jesus, having done all those things, you might ask, well, did he just automatically, since he was God manifest in the flesh, did God just speak, being God the Son? Is that the way he did it? No. Because it says in Luke 2:52 that Jesus increased in wisdom. It means that our Savior, who was the God-man, had to learn as a man. When he was born, he was an infant, and he had to grow day by day. And he grew physically, and he grew mentally as well. The Bible says he increased in wisdom. And our Savior, in the presence of his Father, was taught all the lessons of earth and all the lessons of heaven. And when he was 30 years of age, his Father sent him forth to teach mankind the things that he had been taught. Now, notice this, because it's of the greatest importance. The Lord Jesus said, the Father hath given me what I should say and what I should speak. I speak not words from myself, but the words that I speak are the words that the Father has given me to speak. Think of that then. You and I, how often we say things that we regret saying and we wish we could take them back. And how often when we are asked questions do we lack that wisdom that comes from heaven, and we are unable to adequately answer questions. But the Lord Jesus said, this is never true concerning me. He said, the Father has told me what to say. I know every subject that I should speak about, and he has told me the very words in which I should speak that subject. You say, how remarkable. Then there has never been but one man who never spoke a word of his own, but all the words that he spoke were given him from the Father. And where did he get those words? The Lord Jesus would get up early in the morning and go out into desert places, into secret places, and he would pray. At times he would pray all night to his Father, and the Father would tell him what to say and what to speak. And the Father developed that brilliant mind of the Lord Jesus so that he could look upon men as they lived and moved upon the earth. And when he saw everything they were doing, immediately a parable would come to his mind like this. Suppose we were having a meeting to honor some dignitary here, and the dignitaries were sitting at this table. The Lord Jesus noticed that when that happened, all of the Jews would run up and want to get close to the dignitaries. And so the Lord Jesus said, I'm going to give you a parable about that. I'm going to teach you a lesson on humility. And at the same time, when the Lord Jesus came and spoke a certain message, and John the Baptist came and spoke a certain message, the Lord Jesus said, I'm going to give you an illustration of that. He said, have you ever seen children playing in the marketplace? Have you ever seen them singing, playing the flute, and saying, I'm piping unto you, dance? But some of them say, no, we are not going to dance. And so they play another game, and they play funeral. And they say, come and play funeral with us. And the children say, no, we are not going to play that game with you. The Lord Jesus said, you are like children in the marketplace who say, we have piped unto you, and you have not danced. We have mourned unto you, and you have not lamented. So think now. Here are children that want to play a game of joy, and here are children that want to play a game of sadness. And he says, you are not willing to play either game. He said, now, the children that are playing a happy game and tune are like myself, because I come and I go through life and I eat and drink and I bring joy to man. And I'm like those children that are playing the flute and I say, come and dance, but you reject me. And so God says, well, since they do not want joy, I will send them John the Baptist, who preaches a message of condemnation, of gloom to them. And John the Baptist comes and preaches that message. And they say, that man is demon-possessed. We want nothing to do with him. And so what God has done is this. He has sent them a son with a message of joy, and they reject it. And he has sent them John the Baptist, a message of gloom and destruction, and they reject it. And so then there's no message that man will receive that is acceptable. Why? Because God is sent all the way from joy, all the way to gloom, and all in between. And concerning these things, man will not receive them. And the Lord Jesus says, it's like this. He said, I've come unto you, I've presented myself to you, I've given you every conceivable parable, I've given you every conceivable invitation to cease being sinners and become children of God, and you have rejected it. And this is how John puts it. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. He said, you search the scriptures because in them you think you have eternal life, and these scriptures are they which speak of me, and you will not come unto me that you may have life. And so we see the Lord Jesus ceaselessly and completely trying to bring man back to his God that has been cast out of the garden, and man will not come back. And so the Lord Jesus gives this illustration. And it's so beautiful and it's so simple, and I've seen it before. The Lord Jesus says, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, that killest the prophets and stonest them that are sent unto you, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathers her chickens under her wings, and you would not. I remember seeing that happen up in Maggie Valley. We were staying at a motel, and in the courtyard of this motel, there was this mother chicken, and she had about six little biddies following her. And they were going around, and she was pecking, looking for seed and for insects, and the little biddies were running all around looking for things as well. But suddenly, a storm cloud came, and it started pouring down rain. And I heard that mother hen go cluck, 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 cluck. And those little biddies came from every direction. And they went and got under her wings. And I looked, and all I could see was that mother hen. And those little things were being protected from the rain and the storm. And the mother hen had them covered under her wings. And so I said, Lord, I've seen that. And the Savior said, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathers her chickens under her wings. But you would not. And the Lord Jesus has given the inspiration to lost men. He said, I'm like a hen, and I have the wings of protection, and you can come and be under my wings, and you will not. And so the Lord Jesus is the obedient servant. He is the one who speaks the words of God. And when Ezekiel is told to speak parables, he says, it's embarrassing to me. I want to speak some other way. But when the Lord Jesus is told by the Father, I want you to speak parables, the Lord Jesus said, I do always those things that please my Father. And the Savior has come, and he does not mind illustrating himself as a mother hen. He does not mind illustrating himself as a lowly shepherd. He does not mind illustrating himself as one that is stronger than the strong man, as the one who saves sinners from their sins. And he does not mind this. He does not mind showing himself as the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. The Lord Jesus is the speaker of parables, and mankind has been blessed because of his obedience to the Father. Let us pray. Our Father, we are thankful for the way that you've arranged things. We confess that at times we would like to change them, our God, but every way of God is perfect. And every word of the Lord Jesus is perfect. And so we thank you that he spoke simple words that we could understand. He has made salvation a thing of simplicity. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. And so we are thankful that your Son spoke those words. And we have no excuse for not being saved. And so bless us all here today. Receive our thanks for sending your Son from heaven to die for us, but for sending him from heaven to explain things to us. We thank you for Jesus Christ our Lord, the speaker of parables. In his name, amen. The meeting is over.